The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hi there, welcome along to the Irish Racing Preview. Going to be looking ahead to some of Sunday's action at the Curragh today. It's a cracking card in store, and I'm joined by Andy Holding to look ahead to the action. Gordon Brown, Ollie Pimlott and Darren Owen will be your studio team this afternoon. They'll take you through the card at the Curragh, as well as Newton Abbott and Brighton. Which just leaves me to say, good morning, Andy Holding.
Morning, Alex. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, actually, makes a change to do a podcast live.
I don't think I've ever done one with you, Andy.
No.
I've talked to you over the phone a lot of times.
Yes.
Rarely face-to-face. So.
Yeah, it's just because going to the game today and stayed over in Leeds last night. Yeah, going to Man United Liverpool game.
Sorry for some, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Presume you'll be watching it?
I will be, yes.
Or having one eye on it, of course.
Of course. Doing my
professional
job
as well.
Obviously, yeah. Cracking card today, isn't it?
Very good, yeah. The Moyglaire's mouth-watering clash between Kiyoshi and Tapestry. Not to discount any of the other horses in the race, but I think those are the main two protagonists. And then, of course, we've got the Dance Design Stakes with Along Came Casey in there. But the horse I'm looking forward to the most, which we'll talk about more extensively when we do the race preview, is the Great White Eagle in the Group 3 for 2-year-olds, the second race. I think that's a very, very talented colt.
Yeah, definitely. Okay then, we'll kick things off with the 210. It's a maiden over a mile. All the main Irish yards represented here, and Sparkle Factor looks likely to go our favourite.
She does, yeah. Really encouraging debut at Nace in a very hot race, actually. Comes out really well on the numbers. She wasn't particularly well fancied on that occasion. 20-1 she went off, which is unheard of really for a Dermot Weld newcomer. So she probably wasn't sparkling at home. But she ran well beyond her market expectations. Back in fourth is a horse called Juniper Tree, who gives that race a really good solid ballast, because that filly had run really well the time before in a good race and was sent off 2-5 favourite to win that race and couldn't really land a blow. I think the winner's okay, altruistic. That's from the Johnny Murta camp. Obviously, Johnny rode it on that occasion. It was just too strong for Sparkle Factor in the latter stages. However, this filly by Arts did keep on really well in the latter part of that race to suggest a step up in triple suit, which he's got today, a mile. She's not overly well drawn in trap 12. You usually want a low number on the far side. The stalls will be on the far side when they come round the dog leg at the Curragh. But I think with the experience she's already garnered, it'll help her offset that tricky draw. And she's definitely the one to beat. I think there might be a little bit of money for Dazzling. A filly by Galileo. I think virtually every Aidan O'Brien 2-year-old this season that's done something is by Galileo. I think there's been a little bit of cash for that this morning, so expectations are quite high for that on debut, but I'll go with the experience of Sparkle Factor.
Okay then, Sparkle Factor in the first, Dazzling as we speak, 2-1 from 11-4, so certainly has been backed already this morning. The next race is the 240. It's the Tower Stakes, a Group 3 contest over the 6 furlongs. And this is the horse that you mentioned earlier, Andy, Great White Eagle. Well, certainly on what we've seen, should be far too good for these.
Yeah, definitely. There's been two horses so far that really caught my imagination, visually and on the clock as well. The other one was the Dermot Weld. I think it was Free Eagle, wasn't it, the horse that won at Leopardstown. Of course, the second and third have already boosted that form line. And this was the other one. They've both done identical times on debut, times which far outweigh normal maiden winnings performances, almost like group standard maiden times. So I've got no hesitation to suggest this horse is going to be a very, very smart colt in the making. I think he is a Group 1 horse already. This looks an ideal stepping stone for him. He's not in a very strong race. A lot of these have got bits and pieces of form, but none of them, I think, are going to hold a candle to this Great White Eagle from a long-term basis. The highest rated of these is Remember You, courtesy of 3 runs, and one of them was achieved when she was third behind Great White Eagle. Now, this colt really did quicken up smartly in the latter stages. Beat a horse called Gold Peregrine, who previously won at the track over course and distance for Johnny Murta, and just couldn't cope with this colt by elusive quality in the latter stages. The way he powered up that hill suggested he's a horse right out the top draw. Yes, he's been very well backed. He's 2-5. I mean, I'm not tipping a horse that we're going to get great value about. You probably just have to sit and suffer and watch him win without backing him, for those of you that don't like to get involved with short price favourites. But he's an exciting horse for the future, and I expect him to win easily.
Okay then. The third race on the Currer's Sunday card is a filly's handicap over a mile and a half. And there's some pretty informed types here, Andy.
There is, yeah. I think the best line of form is that race that was run at Sligo 3 weeks ago. It was won by Carissa, but the large consensus of opinion was that Drifting Miss probably should have won that race that night. Mickey Halford's filly just got caught out by the injection of pace that John Ox's filly displayed coming off the home turn. And there's only a short run in at Sligo. You only really get a furlong and a half to get up ahead of steam. And this long striding, quite tall filly took a while to actually get into top gear. So I think this track is going to play more into her strengths today. Obviously, big galloping wide open track, mile and a half, stiff uphill climb from two out. It's going to be ideal for Mickey Halford and for Shane Foley to get this horse into a better position than it was at Sligo. And I think she'll outstay these in the latter stages. Still seems she's very well handicapped. The ground will be ideal for her. I think she'll turn the form around Carissa. The other two with former, Sheila's Wish and Kim's Dream, but they've been plying their trade at smaller venues. In particular, Sheila's Wish, she'd probably want a bit of cut in the ground. And I don't think she's going to get that today at the Currer. So it's all about Drifting Mist. I think she looks a fair bet round about the 4-1 mark.
OK then, Drifting Mist in the 3.10. The fourth race is the 3.40. It's the Dance Design Stakes Group 3 contest over a mile and one furlong. Along Kane Casey heads the market here, but may not have it all her own way. I mean, we've got Say, who's been running in obviously some very good races this year, and Pearl of Africa, who's racked up a three-timer.
Yeah, they're both promising enough, particularly Pearl of Africa. She hasn't really been thrown into the deep end. Edward Lynham's brought her on steadily from maidens into handicap company. She beat Saratoga Baby here on her last start here at the course, so she's got some nice course form, but it's nothing really compared to what Along Kane Casey's already achieved. She's one of Dermot Weld's stable stars. She's worked her way through the ranks and capped it off with a really good win the other day in a listed race down in Gowran. She clearly loves that track, by the way. I think that's the third time now she's won at Gowran. But she's fairly adaptable course-wise. And she beat probably the best bunch of fillies assembled that night. The likes of Belle de Creasy went in there off the back of two or three good wins. Say, obviously, who was well-fancied, was third. Aloof, Hanky Panky, been running well enlisted in Group 3 races. Basically, any filly that was worth a salt was in that race. And she beat them very, very easily. Three lengths, it could have been further. And the ground is very much the key to this horse as well. She likes a fast surface, which she's going to get today. No rain forecast. She's going to be odds on, but again, like quite a few short ones to at the Currer, I think she's a good bet.
Mm. Okay then, the next race is the 4.15. It's the Moygler Stud Stakes, a Group 1 contest over the 7 furlongs. It's the feature race of the day, and well, the betting would suggest it's something of a 2-horse race, Andy. Obviously, with only the 7 runners, it negates the sort of each way pick if you were to have one. So, which one do you prefer?
Well, it's a toss of the coin, really. It is a difficult choice between Kayoshi and Tapestry. Both of them are very exciting. One of them's won at Royal Ascot. The other two has won both times at the track. So you could argue that Tapestry's got an advantage being on home soil. But that's not to denigrate Kayoshi's performance at Ascot or suggest that she's not going to be good enough to beat Aidan O'Brien's filly, because she certainly is on form. She beat Sandiva, who went into the race a really warm favourite from the Fahey camp. They couldn't hear of defeat that day, and just could not cope with this filly's turn of foot. Despite drifting to her right and almost running off the course, she still propelled herself forward to such a way that she won by 3.5 lengths, beating a really high-class field. We've seen Sandiva win on the continent subsequently in a group race. We've seen Lucky Cristal, who was 6th, win 2 group races since at Newmarket and at York. So the form is absolutely red-hot. We haven't seen her since. She's had that pause that refreshes. And you'd imagine this track and this step up to 7 furlongs will be ideal for her. She's got a good turn of foot, good cruising speed, but she is up against a very good filly in the shape of Tapestry. I'd imagine there'll be a strong pace as well to suit Aidan O'Brien's filly, perhaps, who did the donkey work here the last day. He's also in the lineup, so I'd imagine Team Tactical will be very much similar to what they were 3 weeks ago. And that's why I fancy Tapestry, maybe to get the better of the English Raider. But as I said, it's a mouth-watering contest between the two. And let's hope we get a real race to save her.
Mm, fingers crossed, definitely. Okay, then, so Tapestry, just the pick there, just in the 4.15. The next race that we'll look at is the 6th race on the card. It's the 4.45, and it is the Irish Cambridgeshire over a mile. Very, very open this, Andy. I mean, we've got seasoned handicappers, the likes of Sweet Lightning, Dance and Dance, Morin Grah. But also thrown in there are some very much unexposed types, two of which are from Aidan O'Brien's camp.
Yeah, this is a real tricky one for punters here, because Aidan O'Brien's not only got one horse who's whacked four fences. He's threw a spanner in the works with two, and they both haven't run for quite a while. First of all, Francis Vassisi, who just had the one run. That was here on the very first day of the season at the Curra on heavy ground, and he hasn't been out since. And we've also got Line Drummer, who defied a huge market drift to win on similar conditions back in May. Now, both of these two have shown a propensity to handle really heavy ground. How they're going to cope with this lightning quick ground today, God only knows, but they are very promising and potentially still well handicapped. But because the ground is quick, I will probably look down the three-year-old route and go down the fillies route with two against the field. Cara Maya and Toban are the two that I quite like here. Now, Cara Maya was a real warm hoarder here last time out in a similar race won by Jayad Jidan. But unfortunately, she was drawn in stall 17. And as we know, on that far side rail, you want to be drawn low. So it was, I thought it was a Herculean effort for this John Ox filly to finish third. Some would say it was disappointing considering she was a 7-2 favourite. I actually marked her up. I didn't think she'd had a prayer of even getting involved that day. So drawn two today, much better. I think Cara Maya is going to run a huge race. And also Toban as well. I've had my eye on this filly for quite a while. She managed to win for Podcasters two runs ago at a big price at Leopardstown, showing a huge turn of foot going against the bias. They were all off the front that day, and she managed to come from, I think, about 10th or 11th turning in. I think you were in that night as well. Hugely impressive. She went to Tipperary the other day. She got hampered on the home turn in a Group 3 race and couldn't reorganise herself, but did finish off strongly. So she's drawn one. So you've got two real improving fillies drawn in stall one and stall two, right on that far side rail. I think if you back either one each way, both each way, you should get at least one of them in the frame, and hopefully one of them could be good enough to win with looking running.
OK then, Toban and Cara Maya, the two there in the Irish Cambridgeshire. And a bit of money for Toban this morning, now into 8-1. The seventh race on the card is the penultimate race. It's the 5.15, and it is an apprentice handicap over 7 furlongs. Wouldn't be the strongest race on the card, Andy, but man, by no means a weak handicap.
No, very competitive. I haven't got a strong view here. I'll cut to the chase very quickly and go with Gembat. Just an unlucky horse. Doesn't win very often, but has won here at the Curra before over course and distance. Got a good pilot on board, Killian Hennessy. Nicely drawn in trap 8. Was a bit unlucky last time out at Sligo. Didn't get the best of runs. Probably should have finished a bit closer. Arguably might have won. And was unlucky the time before at Nace as well. Does have a few convictions. Not the most mentally stable of horses, but quite a few of these are very much in that category anyway. So he's in good company, as it were. So I'll stick with Gembat. Nice enough each way price in that 5.15.
OK then, and the last race is a maiden over 1 mile and 2 furlongs. And Aidan O'Brien once again has the market leader in Victory Song. And again, should take all the beating, really.
Yeah, nice debut effort on heavy ground that probably wouldn't have suited. His stable companion, Agreement, who was second, has won subsequently at the Galway Festival. So the form's good. It's going to be a short price here. So if you're looking for something to take him on with, or maybe back from an each-way stance with the dead 8-9 runners, I'd probably go with John Ox's filly called Razia, who comes out of a very good speed figure race I got down in Sligo the other day. It was won by a horse called Londog, trained by Andy Oliver. Now, one or two of the jumping boys are very quick off the mark here with this one. I think this horse has gone to Willie Mullins. I'm not sure who the owner is, but they went to $200,000 to buy this horse after just one run. Somebody else must have been doing the speed figures. Hugely impressive. Beat Thomas Edison, who's a good older horse. And I thought Razio on debut actually ran really well on ground that might have been a little bit too soft for her. But, you know, she's finished behind a very good horse. And I think this is, other than the favourite, quite a weak-looking maiden. So Razia each way, round about 7-1. I think she should run well.
OK, good stuff. Could you just sum up your 8 picks then at the Curra on Sunday?
Yeah, if I can remember them all. Yeah, Sparkling Factor in the first. That seemed a distant memory talking about that one. Great White Eagle's probably the, well, I'm saying my nap of the day. He's not the map, it's 2-5, but he's the one I'm most looking forward to. Drifting Miss, the 3.10, looks a decent each way bet. My nap would be Long Came Casey in the Dance Design Stakes. I really rate her. Toss of the Corn between Chaos Sheet and Tapestry. I'll go with the Aidan O'Brien runner because she's on home soil. Two against the field in the Irish Cambridgeshire. Both well drawn. Both fillies. Toban and Cara Maya. 5.15. Wide open. No real view. But Gembat should run well for you from an each way stance. And similar comments about Razia in the last.
OK. Very good. Thank you very much for your time.
No problem.
Enjoy the football.
Will do. Only if we win. Liverpool, well, of course.
We'll
set for a draw.
We'll see about
that. OK.
Yes. Thank you, Andy.
I'll speak to you tomorrow.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.